Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is about binaural beats. However, before we get started and before we talk about it, our intention for today's show is to be connected, that may we all be connected to nature, to the rhythms of nature. Okay, got that frequency. So, binaural beats. A lot of you might know binaural beats by the name of hemisync. Binaural beats, I guess, I'm not sure who originally came up with them, but the Monroe Institute was the first one to really make them well known. Let me explain what binaural beats are anyway. Binaural beats are when you have two frequencies at the same time, and the two frequencies are a little bit off pitch, a little bit detuned from each other. It's like when you're tuning a guitar, when a guitar is being tuned, and you get the two notes, the two strings close to each other, but not exactly the same pitch. What happens is you actually hear an oscillation that is the difference between the frequency of the two pitches. So, for example, say you have 50 hertz and 57 hertz, you will hear an oscillation of 7 hertz when you play those two tones. Now, 50 hertz is really quite low. It's a little lower than I can actually hit. It's like, whoa, that's actually more like 100 hertz. But when you're listening to these two frequencies, 50 hertz and 57 hertz, your brain actually hears the middle frequency, or the mean between that, which is 53.5 hertz, which is right in between the two. So your brain actually makes up a frequency that is between those two frequencies. And that's what we call the carrier wave. That's the frequency that we hear. But then that frequency goes up and down in volume like this. Wah, 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 wah. And that is the binaural beat. Now what's actually happening physically is the two waves are meeting each other in the air, and they're canceling each other out, just like you would have two waves hit each other on the ocean, and you'll see like dips and peaks in between that those two waves create. Well, the dips are the volume drop, and the waves, the peaks are the actual loud volume part. So the two waves cancel each other out and create this volume oscillation going up and down. So when you have you play these two frequencies that create this third binaural beat frequency, they can actually create a frequency that is below our hearing. It's actually not creating a frequency. It's like simulating a frequency because it's just the volume going up and down. But it's exactly like or very similar to when we have an actual frequency that is below our hearing. That's below 20 hertz. So, you know, one cycle per second binaural beat would just be like one up and down. And then seven cycles per second would be like it's about that fast. Okay. So the amazing thing is when you play these binaural beats, they automatically entrain your brain into the brainwave state that equals the frequency of the binaural beat. So if you play create a binaural beat of frequency between 1 and 4 hertz, you get entrained into delta, which is the brainwave state that we are at when we're asleep, when we're in deep sleep. And if you have a frequency, create a frequency, the difference between two frequencies that creates a range of 4 to 7 hertz, then you actually it will entrain your brain into theta. Theta is a very creative state, and it's often a state where people get a lot of information. It's right before you go to sleep. It's also a large part of when you are asleep. You're actually in theta a lot, and it's only at a certain time that you actually go into delta. Theta is also the brainwave state that you're in when you're hypnotized. And it's also the brainwave state that you go into when you're actually seeing a landscape all at once, or when you're seeing like sparkles on the ocean and you start to see waves across the sparkles on the ocean. That's when you go into to theta. It's kind of like a defocused state. It's like a place where your attention is you're aware of everything, but you're not focused on one single thing. It's like multi-track mind, and it's a very powerful state, theta. From 7 to around 12 hertz is alpha. Alpha is relaxed attention. It's very much awake, but you're more relaxed than the normal beta, which is about 12 to 20 cycles per second. Beta is our normal day-to-day living. Now, above beta, recently there's been discovered gamma waves, and they're generally around 40 cycles per second and give or take 10 cycles or maybe 20 cycles even. I think it's like it might sometimes start around 30 all the way up to 60. It actually varies depending on different people, so all of these numbers I'm giving you are actually different for different people. That's why if you read different books, you'll have different crossover points between delta, theta, and alpha. Now, a gamma is a brainwave state that happens when people are in a really high state of meditation. And it's a very aware state because there are so many cycles per second. You know, the thing about brainwaves is a brainwave oscillation, every time there's a brainwave oscillation, that is a moment of our reality. So if you are in alpha and vibrating at 15 cycles per second, your brainwaves are, that means you have 15 realities every second. Whereas if you're vibrating at 40 cycles per second in gamma, that means you have 40 realities per second. And there have been quite a few studies on boxers who have brainwave states that are way higher than ours, up around even 60 cycles. And what that means is they've got more realities per second. So they're seeing other people in slow motion. It's kind of like a fly. A fly has a very fast brainwave state, and so many brainwaves, so many moments of reality, that they see us in slow motion. And that's why they can fly away so quickly. Okay. So there's one other brainwave state that's been discovered recently, and that's epsilon. And that is below one cycle per second. Actually, it's below a half a cycle per second. So that is like wong, wong, wong. Now, when people are in really high states of meditation, sometimes you'll see both epsilon and gamma happening at the same time. So either or both of these can be used to help entrain people into really high states of meditation and enlightenment. In fact, there's a CD by Jeffrey Thompson called The Enlightened Mind, and he actually does a map of all the different brainwave states of a person that is an enlightened state of being. And then he creates binaural beats that entrain you into that same brainwave map that enlightened person was in when they were meditating. Works pretty well. The only problem is brainwaves aren't the only thing that bring you into an emotional state or a state of enlightenment. It's actually a whole body experience that especially involves the heart. So the heart rate and the electromagnetic field of the heart have to be in alignment with the brainwave state before you can put someone into any particular emotional state, which leads to, I think, some future research that I'm sure will be happening soon, and that is to be able to take some technology and create binaural beats and some rhythms that entrain your heart and get you into any emotional state that you desire. So you could have brain waves that will entrain you into joy, or they'll entrain you into love, a whole state of love, and put your whole system in that. Of course, in alignment with our intention. The trick is to do it in alignment with nature so that we're not getting in the way of natural rhythms. And that's the tricky part, although it can be done. I really believe it can be done. There are actually brainwave states that are even higher, up around 100,000 hertz, that are ecstatic states of consciousness that have been picked up. And then there's hypergamma up at 200,000 hertz. So there's all these different brainwave states that we can entrain people into with binaural beats. Now, here's the most amazing part, though. When you have the two frequencies in speakers, they will cancel each other out in the air. But when you put one frequency in the left ear in headphones, and you put the other frequency in the right ear in the headphones, the two frequencies don't meet because your brain's in the way. So what happens is your brain makes up the third frequency to keep reality consistent. And in order to do that, since the left ear frequencies go into the right brain and the right ear frequencies go into the left brain, your brain has to connect the two frequencies through the corpus callosum, which is the part that lights up when your left and right brain are synchronized. So it's been proven that when you play these two frequencies that are detuned a bit and your brain has to make up the third frequency, it is synchronizing the left and right brain. And this is major. This is really important because when your left and right brain are synchronized, you're in the best state of functioning you can be. And it happens rarely throughout the day. Sometimes it doesn't happen in a whole day. So to be able to put on headphones and listen to binaural beats and go within a minute into a synchronized state of left and right brain is major. So it's really important, if you're listening to binaural beats, helps with the experience. Well, you get left and right synchronization if you wear headphones, as opposed to listening to it on speakers. Now, great. Okay, so what I'd like to do right now is play an example of a brainwave in the background. Now, the only problem is I made these examples up today and spent a good amount of time and got them happening, and then realized that when you play them back on the computer, if you only have little computer speakers, the sounds are too low of a frequency for you to hear them. But if you put on headphones, or if you put this, you plug your computer into speakers, you'll be able to hear it really well. So we won't just listen to it by itself, because people might get bored who are just listening on computer speakers. We'll just put it in the background. So let's start with the Schumann resonance. Now, you know, if you can, Don, go ahead and just put it in the background about half volume, or you can keep it pretty loud because it's not going to get in the way of my voice. Schumann resonance is basically a binaural beat or a resonance that is created by electromagnetism that is triggered by lightning, and it's resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere. So there's this chamber that's going on between the Earth and the ionosphere. Every time lightning strikes every 3 seconds on the Earth, it actually triggers this chamber and causes a vibration. And this vibration is average around 7.83 hertz. It actually was discovered by a guy named Schumann, so they called it the Schumann resonance. And the trick is, or the deal is, that this frequency is entraining us into the frequency that everybody is entrained into. Because it's throughout the entire Earth, this frequency is entraining every brain on the Earth, including every animal brain. It's probably affecting also even all of the plants as well. I don't know exactly how that works, but it's definitely entraining every live brain on the Earth. So it's interesting. Now, when you're in the city, all of the electromagnetism and lights and everything kind of wipe it out. It's hardly, you can hardly pick it up in the city, but you go out in the country and there's this vibration that is, can be picked up with an electromagnetic meter really easily. There's actually a place on the UC Berkeley site where they actually show the frequency. Also, there's other people, Greg Braden has said this frequency is getting higher and higher. Well, if you go on the site, it actually isn't getting higher and higher. It's still the same. And in fact, last time I went on, it was a little lower, although it changes throughout the day. The average is still around 7.83 hertz. So if you want to get into this connection to Earth, the deal is to use this frequency. And if you have speakers, you're now hearing it. I'm going to plug in some speakers myself so I can hear it a bit here and kind of get into this vibration. Okay. This Schumann resonance, what we have done now is we've found, took the frequency of Schumann, which is 7.83 hertz, and I then octavized that up. If you double a frequency, it's still the same note. Schumann is around a C, so if I double it a few times, I got it up to around 60 hertz. It's actually 61 hertz. There we go, I can hear it now. And this frequency, divided it, so I've got the 60 hertz is the center frequency, and then I added 3.9, which is half of the Schumann, and subtracted 3.9. So I've got two frequencies that are 3.9, or 63.9, and then 56.9, 0.1 approximately. And the difference between those frequencies creates the Schumann resonance. So this is a frequency that's tuned not only to the Schumann resonance, but the octave is in the frequency of the Schumann resonance. So this will entrain you into a connection to nature. The interesting thing is it's a little detuned from our music, our normal tuning that we use for music on the radio and such. The other interesting thing about the Schumann resonance, which is good and potentially really bad, is the carrier wave on a cell phone is set to the Schumann resonance. So that makes you want to use your cell phone, which also makes you want to hurt your brain. So that's the bad news. Okay. So assume we're just about done with the Schumann resonance here. Now, you can also, by the way, while I'm thinking about it, there's if you really want to get into this, I'm kind of skimming over the math here because it's, I know a lot of people may not be interested, and also it's a little difficult to go over on the phone. If you're interested in this, you can actually, I'm doing an online school, an online class for sound healing audio production. And we'll be going through Pro Tools and how to create binaural beats and how to tune them to your music and tune them to your own root frequency. And that class will be starting next week. So if you're interested, you can give me a call at 800-9000-MIX. That's 800-9000-MIX. Or go to soundhealingcenter.com. Or send me an email at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And we've actually got a system set up so we can, so you'll be able to see me online working on Pro Tools, and I'll be able to see your computer online as well. It's really cool. So it's a really cool class. In the future, we're probably going to be doing some regular sound healing classes that are separate from the music production classes. So this is the music production class if you're interested, especially interested in Pro Tools and doing sound healing music production. So back to our binaural beats. Now, the cool thing is to then find your root frequency. My root frequency is this, is the key of B. That's my root frequency. You can feel it. You can normally tell when somebody is in it. Often, you know, there's a few places it occurs to me when people have just done a lot of exercise, they actually often fall into their root frequency. Also, when they're in love, they're in their root frequency. Some people are just in it all the time. Not a whole lot, you know, because we're so distracted by all these other frequencies around us, such as cell phones, you know, electricity, even other people. You know, there's so, I mean, cars, the sound of cars, all these different frequencies can take us out of our root frequency, whereas nature actually is always reminding us, because it doesn't distract us. Nature doesn't distract us, unless it's trying to kill us. I couldn't help it. Okay, so the trick is you find your root frequency. So what I did with this next recording is I found the frequency of the key of B. And there are actually charts all over the internet. Just go and do a search for a frequency to pitch, or pitch to frequency, actually. You'll find charts that show you the actual frequency of different pitches. So you can then find the actual frequency after you find your root. In our school, we actually help you find your root frequency, and we have quite a few techniques, including voice analysis and muscle testing that we do. So my root frequency is at 61 hertz. 61.735 is my root frequency. Let's see. Let me double check that. Make sure I didn't get that confused with the, yeah, I think that's right. So that is the key of B. So what I did is I octavized that down. When I say octavize, I just did half, 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 until I got into the frequency range of delta. Actually, we'll play, I even went down to the frequency. I did theta. And then I went down to sub-delta. So if I take 62, here it is, 61.73, and I half. When I finally get down, keep halving it, I will get down to 1.9 cycles per second. Actually, I get down to, here we go. Here's the way I did it. I actually get down to 0.48 cycles per second, and then 0.24 cycles per second. So at a half a cycle per second, if I take half of that and add and subtract it from my root frequency, I can create a binaural beat around my frequency. So what we're going to hear now is my root frequency with the binaural beat that is oscillating at a half a cycle. Less than a half a cycle in training us into a deep state of meditation. So let's hear that, and I'll play it on my computer so I can hear it also here. It's called Dave Subdelta. Okay. So it's like what does that sound like? Sounds like people that are toning, or monks toning. It also sounds often like a didgeridoo. So these binaural beats are everywhere. They're also in a lot of most crystal bowls. Crystal bowls will do this. Subdelta is also in a kitty cat purr. Kitty cats purr at 25 hertz. But they're doing more than just the purr. The 25 hertz has a harmonic at 50 hertz that will actually regenerate bones, and this is proven in a study in Russia that was done. There's another study in the U.S. that was done about it as well. But more importantly than the frequency of the kitty cat, there's also the oscillation of the purr. Most kitty cats don't just go. They do this. They go. And that is in training you into subdelta, which is a very deep state of meditation. That's why kitty cats purring can be so nice. And also, again, a crystal bowl will often do that. It goes wong. So this frequency, I assume we're hearing behind us right now, yeah, is subdelta. And it's my frequency, which is the key of B. And it's really interesting when I listen to it. As I listen to it, I can go into that frequency really, really well, and immediately it calms me down. Okay. Now, you can also take these frequencies and you can, with your root frequency, you can also octavize it down, so you create a frequency that is in theta. So I've got another recording here that is my frequency, but I've actually created the binaural beat in theta. Again, what I've done, and I'll go through this quickly for those of you that are of the math mind for this, I actually take my frequency and halve it until I get within the range of 4 to 7 cycles. And it will hit that range of between 4 and 7. So if I'm at 60, I go 30, 15, 7.5, and then we have 3 3/4. And that's the theta. Well, it's actually the one above that, 7.5. Okay, so then I cut that in half and add half of that theta to my frequency of 60 cycles. I add half and I subtract half from 60 hertz. And that gives me the two frequencies that will have a difference of 7 or so hertz in this case. Okay. So this is Dave's root frequency, my root frequency in theta. The interesting thing about this is, you know, even if you're not into the technology, you can easily intuit. I wouldn't say that easily, but if you're quiet, you can intuit your own brainwave state. And it's a matter of simply playing with different rhythms until you find it. And it's going to be, you know, like wah 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 wah. Now, what's interesting also, besides intuiting these brainwave states, you just play with them until it seems like it. One of them feels right. You can even do just like a wah 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 wah, or you know, the Chinese style is to jo 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 jo, you know, or any, or ka ka ka, or you know, or any consonant. Or even ooh, 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 ooh. And you can entrain yourself into a brainwave state. And if you listen closely, you'll be able to hear your own brainwave state. If you listen really closely, you'll be able to hear the Schumann resonance. So you've got your own frequency. Now there's also, as you might know, there are also glasses, flashing glasses, that entrain you into different brainwave states. They're the red LEDs. Sometimes they're actually blue or white as well. There's quite a few of them out there. And basically what they're doing by flashing at a certain frequency is entraining you into that brainwave state. And they generally have different presets that you can do that will put you into a wide range of different brainwave states. There's another system out there, though, called the Roshi system, that is a bit different. It actually came from a guy that used to work at the Monroe Institute. And the Roshi system actually goes through all of the brainwave states, still with the flashing LEDs. We're still talking about flashing LEDs instead of sound here. And he actually takes you through all the different brainwave states really fast. So it goes like, actually way faster than that. And what's interesting is he will change the speed of the oscillation based on the Fibonacci series. The Fibonacci series, of course, is one of the most common patterns on Earth, and it's in all life. And the pattern is 1 plus 1 equals 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 2 plus 3 equals 5, 5 plus 3 equals 8, 5 plus 8 equals 13. And this pattern is in all plants, all beings, all humans, all life has this pattern in it. And the further you go up on this pattern, the closer it gets to the golden mean ratio, which is also basically what the Fibonacci is, but just nature's version of it. So the Roshi system travels through the different brainwave states by changing the tempo of the brainwave based on the Fibonacci. So it's like, so they're basically entraining you into the Fibonacci series, into nature that way. But what this does, this system, is it breaks up stuck brainwave states. It's been proven, it's really well known, that when you have a trauma, what happens is it sets up a theta loop in your brain. So it's like your brain just keeps reliving it and keeps playing that theta loop over and over and over. And there's no resolution. It's like a song that has no end. The Roshi system has been shown to break up this theta loop and get rid of this trauma from your brain. So this gives you a good possibility of using this change in oscillations to actually use sound to do this, to actually break up these brainwave states. It's a really interesting concept. Another way of using these binaural beats, there's quite a few out there. Maybe I should mention some of them. There's a whole range of CDs that Jeffrey Thompson has. If you do a search for Jeffrey Thompson, you'll see all the different CDs he has. We actually have quite a few CDs that we sell where we use, we'll embed binaural beats in the music. And you can actually buy most of our music online at soundhealingcenter.com with or without binaural beats. And again, the binaural beats, we're really careful to actually tune the binaural beats to the music so they're not actually creating any dissonance. There's also the company Centerpoint that actually creates binaural beats. And they actually put them really low underneath nature sounds. And they have a whole system for really calming your brain and bringing you into to a more centered state of mind. The and then there's also the CDs from the Monroe Institute. And they've got a full range of CDs out, including the more powerful CDs that they have at their center, where Robert Monroe actually went out of his body using these binaural beats and went into higher states of consciousness and met other beings that gave him a full map of how brainwaves work inside the system, inside the body. Very powerful CDs, especially the ones at the Institute. Tom Kenyon has his full range of binaural beats CDs as well that the research he's done. You know, also if you go online and do a search for binaural beats, you'll find tons of websites that have not only CDs with binaural beats and music, but also just binaural beats that you can play back and put you into different brainwave states. Again, though, always be careful. Well, not again for the first time. Be careful with these binaural beats for two reasons. First of all, binaural beats can be dangerous because they can take you out of your body. They can take you away from nature if they're not in tune, if there's not a good intention, and if people don't know what they're doing. They can take you out of your body. And in fact, you know, it used to be that binaural beats were outlawed, basically, and that the government was confiscating all of them. Tom Kenyon had a whole series of binaural beats confiscated. And because, you know, the government was using brainwaves to try to control brains, you know, to do brain mind control. But now, you know, of course, terrorists are much more important. And they've realized that they're not that bad. However, you know, you never want to drive while listening to binaural beats because they can take you out. They can put you to sleep. They can take you into another state of consciousness. So you do have to be very careful. Now, in that same thought, any rhythm can actually put you and train your brainwaves. Put you into a certain brainwave state. So if you have something wrong with your tires or your brakes, and they start going whoa, 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 in your car, you can easily be taken out. So, you know, there's a full range of binaural beats. I know I used to have a friend that just couldn't be around the washing machine. Every time she was around the washing machine, she would actually go out. She would just completely go into another state of consciousness. Whoa. Especially also the dryer, too. Washing machine and dryer. The spin cycle of the washing machine was the worst. Whoa. Oh, another brainwave. Another thing that brings you into and trains your brainwave. And that is dance music and journey music, Native American journey. You know, the drum beat in journey work is like bop 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 bop, and that's like a theta. So they're actually training you into theta. We've got a kitty here. So you have to watch out. Now, what's interesting, what a lot of people don't know, is just a basic rhythm in music can entrain your brain into a brainwave state. That's why, you know, if you have a rhythm around 50 or 60 cycles, well, that rhythm let me give you this example. If I have a brainwave state of around like 5 cycles per second, which is like whoa, 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 Well, if I have music just going bum 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 bum, and it's in time with that, it will entrain you into that brainwave state. There's also oscillations within music. There's something called flanging, where it goes this flange effect that is in a lot of space music can entrain you into a brainwave state. A lot of people don't realize what they're doing. And sometimes it clicks in, sometimes it doesn't. So, brainwave entrainment is happening everywhere. Now, I've got another recording I want to play for you, but before I play, I want to tell you what to listen for in this. In this recording, this is Sylvina, one of our instructors at the Sound Healing Institute, and she is singing to a crystal bowl. So the crystal bowl has its own oscillation that's entraining you into a sub-delta brainwave state. But what's interesting is her bowl is in the key of G. So we actually found the frequency of G, octavized it down, and created binaural beats that are in theta, but also in the key of G. Like, wah, 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 wah. But they're still in the key of G because they're octaves of the G that she's singing in. And then she sang, although we actually did the binaural beats after we did the recording. So she wasn't listening to the binaural beats when she was singing. And what I discovered is, even though she wasn't listening to the binaural beats, her vibrato, I can't do vibrato very well. Her vibrato is the exact same tempo as the binaural beats that we created in the key of G, which is amazing. Because what this means is vibrato of anybody is entraining you into a brainwave state. So anybody that does vibrato, I just saw a singer on TV, on public TV a couple of nights ago. I tuned in late, so I didn't get his name. But, oh my God, he just had so much vibrato all the time. And I realized, oh my God, the one reason people like him so much, really big, well-known singer, is because his vibrato entrained you into brainwaves all the time, while the whole time, every album he's on, or he does, and every concert he does. So there's another component here. Before we play this song, these binaural beats are the most powerful tool for breaking up stuck energy there is. Not only stuck energy, but diseases, I guess. I'll put a little disclaimer on that. Checking in on our CDs here. Okay, so the I lost my track. When you're actually doing different brainwave states, where was I? Can you guys help me? Okay, I was talking about different brainwave states that music puts you in. Oh, I was talking about binaural beats actually breaking up stuck energy. Really important. When you have a binaural beat, it can break up stuck energy, including actual tissue or actual cells. What happens, the best example, I've mentioned this before on a lot of other radio shows. You know, the way they break a glass, when a singer sings the frequency of a wine glass and breaks it, the way they break it is not just by finding the frequency of the glass and singing that frequency and then getting loud. That's not what breaks it. What breaks the glass is the binaural beat that is created when you sing the frequency of the glass and you get the glass humming, because when you hit the frequency of the glass is going to hum along with you. And then the singer does vibrato. Well, vibrato is a change in pitch. So when the singer goes up in pitch, there's a binaural beat that is created between the frequency of the glass that's still humming at its resonant frequency and the higher pitch of the vibrato that the singer just rose to. That binaural beat is a low frequency oscillation, like wah, 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 that the glass can't handle and the glass breaks. There's been quite a few studies that have shown that if you just hit the frequency of a glass, it takes like 50 times the volume of your voice that's for a glass to actually break. You can't break a glass just by hitting the resonant frequency of the glass. It's the binaural beat where you go off pitch a little bit that breaks the glass. So with vibrato, or just by going up and down in pitch a little bit, say you find the frequency of some issue or some disease going on, and you intuit it, for example, and you find the frequency of it, or if you have ability to test, you do test, and you find it, so you find that, and you go, and you get it vibrating, or it's already vibrating, and then you go up and down, that can break up that stuck energy. Of course, it's always nice to ask Spirit to help, because Spirit's a lot smarter at this. But that's how you do it. Get Spirit to help, and then you can break up that stuck energy. So binaural beats are the most powerful healing tool that there is, not only with the voice, but also with the didgeridoo, with the crystal bowl. I mean, there's synthesizers as well that you can create different sounds have binaural beats. Tons of different sounds have binaural beats in them, including sitar and sarod and full range of instruments that do these different oscillations. Okay. So, back to our recording. This is Sylvina, and it's called Invocation. And in this recording, Sylvina is singing, and listen now for her vibrato. And if you have a computer that plays low frequencies that you're plugged into, headphones or speakers, you'll hear that her vibrato is the same frequency as the binaural beat that we added. Listen closely and see if you can hear it. connected to nature. That's the intention. And may you all stay connected to nature as we go into the rest of the evening. Listen for those vibrations that are going on in and around you, in you especially, and hold that frequency of being connected to nature into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the rest of the week, the rest of the months, rest of the year, into the years ahead, and into lifetimes ahead. May we all connect together to nature. Take care.